Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Bull Par 3 Cups Links is a great place to keep your game sharp. For more information on Bobby Jones Golf Course, visit bobbyjonesgc.com.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
You're listening to the Full Time Report with Abe Gordon. The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Just a good week? Or is it the start of something here in the second half of this MLS season?
Who are you, Keith Morrison from Dateline or something?
Atlanta United.
Or it could be.
Back-to-back victories. Back-to-back 2-1 result. Same scoreline. Three straight games now with a goal for Tristan Mwemba. And Atlanta United on the road goes into Minnesota and picks up a victory. And I kind of want to start here, John. It's just, you know, I circled the home record for Minnesota in the pre-show.
You did.
It's a reason for belief if you're Atlanta United going on the road, separate of the performance you just put out at home, the fact that they can get got. And I think Atlanta United combined that mentality with the performance that they saw at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Red Bulls and the victory there, and kind of carried both of those two and combined them into what was today a 3-point result and a very identical 2-1 scoreline. Tristan Mwemba scores for the third straight match. Thomas Yacoub plays outstanding. Second straight match where you can circle Lucas Hoyos and say, hey, man, a couple of these saves really define the game, really save the game in that moment. So, I look, again, this doesn't mean they're jumping into the playoffs just yet. We'll have time for that discussion if the streak continues and they start to pile up points. But it does feel a little bit different right now than it had felt pre-World Cup and even in some of those road matches after the World Cup.
They're digging. There's no quit. When they're down, it's like, okay, this is what's in front of us. We got time to do it. They believe in what the coaching staff is giving them for halftime adjustments, coming back in the second half against Red Bulls, sticking with the game plan like they did tonight, going up against the Loons. And you end up with paying attention and always being 100% alert because you never know what's going to happen. And Lucas Hoyos has that moment where the back pass from Steven Alzate doesn't have enough MPH on it. He's got to act on it quick. Comes out, starts the transition the other way, and it goes Jacoub, Miranchuk, and then Tristan. And Tristan decides this time around he's going to use a different foot. And so you're seeing all of this stuff. And then when one good thing happens, another good happens, another and another and another. And it's no longer just the whole gray cloud, Schleprock kind of a thing. It's like, you know, oh no, something's going to happen. I feel like Droopy Dog all of a sudden. You know, it's like you're just kind of moping around because those clouds, they kind of drift away. And now you're anticipating the good things happening late in matches or when you're down, as opposed to sitting there and just kind of kicking rocks and, you know, having your head staring at the at the dirt road, like the meme or the gif that is out there these days?
I think there's a couple of things in play here, John. It's Abe Gordon, John Nelson of Check. Soccer Down Here, the full-time report. A couple of things. I think the World Cup break and the run of performance both before and even directly out of the World Cup break, they're misleading because of how much season is left.
Right.
And I think that is something that I have to imagine the franchise, Tata Martino, has continually reminded this group that, hey, there's a lot of games. This is not we have to take this long break and then we come back and only have five games left,
yeah.
right? The season was not over, is not
over.
You
weren't even halfway.
Right. Well, before that. And I think that was important to keeping these guys mentally involved, mentally fresh. I think the transfer window helps do that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're adding guys who you are telling the current guys, the current members of the team, hey, we're trying to get some help. We're trying to, and not that we don't have faith in you guys, but we're trying to round this thing out. We're, as a franchise, trying to figure it out from the personnel standpoint. You guys on the field are also trying to figure it out from whatever Tata's asking you to do, and it is starting to come together a little bit. And we've talked about, over the course of time, performances and results not lining up. We've talked about the attack and not really finding goal scorers. And I'm not saying that you found it now that Tristan Wanyama has scored, but you're starting to get at least a little bit better feeling, a little bit more confidence, all forward momentum.
And you're finding it in other places. You know that in a perfect world, a striker is going to give you X number of goals and do whatever. There's an expectation attached to a striker position. And then you have all those other names filling in around. And it's, okay, who's going to step up? Who's going to be, you know, who's going to be Mr. August? Who's going to be Mr. September? Who's going to be your Mark Lemke in these situations? And right now, it's Tristan Muyumba, who has helped you out three matches in a row, giving you some goals of the match week, and he's given you goals at key times when you've needed it to flip a result from either no points to one, 1 point to three, or assured full points in a situation.
Going to name a man of the match in just a moment. Before we do that, do want to look at the statistics here. Possession 55% to Minnesota, 45% to Atlanta United.
How's that, considering that Minnesota thinks the ball has cooties to begin with and they only want it 46% of the time? Here, it's yours. You handle it.
And part of that is you held a 1-0 lead for a considerable amount, and then you took a 2-1 lead and held that for the last 25 minutes of the game. Minnesota did have a edge in shots, 13-8. Shots on goal, just 4-3 in favor of Minnesota. And here's where we get into the Oilers discussion. The XG for Minnesota United, 3.1. The XG for Atlanta United, 1.4. So one of the rare occasions we've seen, John, where Atlanta United outscored their actual XG. So that's great to see. And again, the XG for Minnesota United, 3.1, only one goal conceded. Some of that comes from a couple of lucky bounces off of the crossbar. Some of that comes from a couple of double saves from Oyos. And some of those moments don't really even get factored into because a shot never came, in which case Oyos isn't getting credit, you know, in terms of XG prevented all that stuff, but an outstanding performance from him, but he's not the only one. That brings us to the man of the match. It is, you know, Saturday night was a difficult decision. You had, I think, three really mm-hmm. good options. I think tonight you got a number of good options as well, but who we got?
Yeah, we're agreeing with everybody up north. We're going to go with Lucas Ojos for man of the match this go-round. The full 90 minutes, credited with three saves on 44 touches. And you're looking at the numbers once again. Accurate passing from the back. 20 of 35 passing for Lucas Ojos, 57%. 11 accurate long balls on the night. 11 of 26 at 42%. Three saves inside the box. One time acting as a sweeper. Three throws. One high claim. Eight recoveries. One clear on 44 touches. And he won a ground duel on the night. So Lucas Ojos, man of the match, at least here from the Kia Studios.
That is going to be his second man of the match performance. His previous one was in a not great performance from anyone, a 3-1 loss against
Columbus. But that in that match,
Columbus.
He made the...
He was outstanding in that match, but obviously didn't make much of a difference. Tonight, made a significant difference. Going back to Saturday, I mentioned that he made a massive difference in that game. At times, either, and just like tonight, at times, either keeping a one-goal advantage or preventing an equalizer or preventing what could have been, at the time, go-ahead goals for Minnesota. So Lucas Hoyos is your man of the match tonight. When we come back here on the Full-Time Report, we'll continue to break down what we saw from Atlanta United. We'll take a look back at the highlights as well. But a little bit further down the road here, we really do have to talk about, again, maybe it's a little too early to call it a full-on turning point in the season, but you're starting to get that feeling a little bit. So we'll break that down as we continue. It is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon, John Nelson of Soccer Down here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
This is the Full-Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We'll get back in, 92.9 The Game, the Full-Time Report. Atlanta United, victors again. Three more points in this week. That makes six if you go back to Saturday night here. And so a really nice turn of results for Atlanta United. Improved play. You don't feel like you got lucky in these moments either. So really good stuff, and we'll continue to break it down at Dave Gordon and John Nelson here with you as we continue to discuss a 2-1 win for the Five Stripes over Minnesota United. Want to go back and listen to the highlights brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. It was midway through a relatively uneventful first half when Thomas Yacoub got free in the 37th minute.
Ronchuk is closest to him outside the left corner of the 18, marked by Pereira.
And Pereira's in distance, but you can still play around that if you want.
Paul Marone going long to the penalty spot, headed away, but out to Moyamba, top of the arc, ahead to Bias, back to Moyamba. He winds up and shoots, it's blocked to Yacoub on the right side. Shot! Score! Tomas Yacoub, as Atlanta United creates something off a recycled corner, and they've got the early lead on the road here in Minnesota.
Maybe a little bit of a Travella action off of a half volley.
Oh, yeah.
Really well hit.
Outside of the, and the thing was, when the shot was blocked, it looked like it went off the left hip of the defender, and it spins, it does side spin and gets to Yacoub, and Yacoub just hits it, and then you end up with the spin coming to him, playing the inverse action outside of the right boot, and it gets into the far post, and it's a goal on the board for Atlanta
Not
United.
A defender's goal. I'll tell you that. Not a defender's goal. I mean, a real striker's finish there. And that gives you a 1-0 lead to carry that into halftime. You get through 15 minutes, and then in the 58th minute, a little bit of an unlucky bounce ends up off the shoulder, I would say, of a member of the Loons.
Pereira to the right. Action at the goal to our right again. It's Pereira playing short to Jean on the right wing. Here's his cross the back post. Shot off the crossbar again. Rebound put into the net by Fafa Pico. And we're going to have a commotion here.
Yeah.
They get the goal now.
I didn't think it was offside. I'm really confused about all the mechanics there.
They get the goal, and I think that's the correct call. It'll be an own goal on Fafa Pico, and it's 1-1.
The goal was later overturned in terms of an own goal. It was granted to Anthony Markanich there, so Fafa kind of escapes being thrown under the bus on that one. Not really his fault either way. Off the crossbar, and there were a couple of crossbars today, and quite frankly, Lucas Hoyos gathered most of them
the
somehow.
Best friend for Lucas Hoyos is the crossbar. He needs to take the crossbar out and pay for the crossbar's next meal.
So we were all level for about 20 minutes. And then I don't even know how much of this buildup there is, so we're going to let this one go. But eventually it ends up with Atlanta United finding a lead.
Alzate under this time. Uh-oh, here's a dying back pass that goes right in the row. What a tackle by Jang. It was a very poor back pass by Alzate. Put Jang in on the keeper, and Hoyos came off his line 18 yards to kick it away from him.
Composure.
What a read.
Composure again from Lucas Hoyos.
And here's a fortunate bounce for Atlanta. Yakov's going to run onto it in the far attacking corner and put a cross in to Moranchuk. Left off now to Moyamba. Dribble, shoots, score! Goals in back to back to back matches for Tristan Moyamba. He finds the top bit again, and Atlanta United out of nowhere finds the go-ahead goal.
Now, I need a little help from the choir director, our major domo of music. I need to hear the lead tune now that we have played the game-winning goal. Can I get a little help from the upside of the building?
Full points. Atlanta United on 92.9 the game.
Real end-to-end action there in that moment. Obviously, Minnesota probably felt like they were due to take a lead there.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucas Hoyos up to the challenge. And I mean, to the point where you barely saw the buildup on Apple TV. They were still zooming in on a pumped-up Hoyos celebrating the tackle. And we're already at the other end. You heard the call there from Mike and Jason. And then let's focus on the finish. We talked a little bit about Thomas Yacoub and his finish. The ball slotted from Yacoub barely finds its way through a little bit crowded box, but it does get to Alexi Moranchuk, who then continues it through the left side to Tristan Moyamba. Moyamba with a, in the words of Steve Holman, a little tricky dribble. Finds some space, keeps it on his left foot, and puts it near post with a little bit of an outward bend on that shot as well. Again, really good finish to create the space. Fair play from Moranchuk not to force it, to give Moyamba the space there. But just another really good finish from Tristan Moyamba. We saw it on the right foot, from range, curled, bent, all of that stuff. Saturday, this was a little bit different. This was probably from about maybe 12, 14 yards out. Pure power. But again, a little bit of natural outward bend off of that left foot. Really nice hit. It gives Atlanta United the lead and eventually all 3 points.
And this season, I don't think we have truly appreciated what Alexi Moranchuk does in three dimensions for this roster.
Some of us have.
Well, some of us have. But I think that on the collective, I think that his play has been extremely underappreciated and under-relayed by a lot of us this year.
I think a lot of us haven't seen him get the ball to his left foot and bend it the way we did maybe last season. And I think people are probably judging from a goal-scoring standpoint. And that's not it. You're missing the point.
Be a point guard.
Yeah.
and be that originator of all of the traffic and make sure that you give the opposition multiple things to think about. Yes, Alexi can wind up in fire from, say, 20, and good luck catching it. But the imagination, the artistry, the team play, knowing where the open man is, anticipating the action that can get you something in the back of the net, Alexi continues to do that week in and week out.
So Atlanta United takes home 3 points with another 2-1 victory, this one over Minnesota United on the road. When we come back here, we'll see if we can hear from any members of Atlanta United post-game, but we'll also talk about what's been different the past couple of days, how you get 6 points in a span of, 5 days here, and how you continue that when you return home Sunday night for Sunday night soccer. So a lot still to break down. It's Abe Gordon, John Nelson. The Full Time Report continues breaking down a victory for Atlanta United in 5 minutes. I think that's
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for 2 more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
That's what Tristan William Buzz done. Made his mama happy, make some people proud. Touching clouds. Goals in 3 straight matches for Tristan Moyenba, including today's eventual game winner. And that's what's been a fascinating turn here among other aspects of Atlanta United's improved play here. You have gotten goals from some unexpected sources. Before Moyenba started his goal-scoring streak, Miggy had actually scored in 3 straight matches. And considering what most of this season had been for him, You didn't really see that coming. But that kind of buoyed you, included... helped you out towards a draw in one of those matches. And then obviously Moyenba now has helped you on the path to 2-1 victories in the past 2 matches. His goal scoring streak does go all the way back to that tough loss against the Philadelphia Union. But it has been some unexpected contributors here, John, as this is a team that is still looking to find the striker. And they thought they had one. Obviously it didn't work out with Latte Lott. And now you're still in the marketplace trying to bring one in. But in the meantime, someone has to find a way to get you some points. Someone has to score goals. You maybe didn't expect, you were obviously hoping maybe at the time that it was Miggy, but maybe didn't expect it based on how the year has been. And then again, same thing with Moyenba. Maybe not the guy you would have circled as the guy you expected to step up here. But like our friend Johannes with the United Media staff.
Johannes Schneider and a Joe Bomb. What's he got? Yo Bomb, what's up?
Moyenba had 3 goals in his first 81 MLS regular season matches. He's got 3 goals in his last three matches. And Tristan Moyamba is taking to the press conference room here, John Nelson. Let's give a listen to what the three straight goal French midfielders got to say.
Walk me through like how you saw that whole play develop starting Lucas.
It was like some sloppy or some little mistake, and fortunately Lucas did a great job, and then after that we just went to the attacks to the last third, and I've seen Thomas cross for Alexis, and I know how smart Alexis is, so he passed me a good ball. And I was in the perfect position, and I wanted to shoot first touch, but the defender closed the door, and so I just had this movement and shoot, and I'm happy because of the goal and most of all the 3 points. Yeah.
In that sequence, I feel like you're moving before Alexi even settles it. Mm-hmm. Knowing what he's going to be looking for in that moment, right?
Yeah. I was, you know, when you play with player with this quality, you have to trust them, and know that no matter what, no matter where you are, they can find you and find a way to pass you the ball. So I was pretty confident about it. So and yeah. Well, I don't need to describe Alexi's talent and how important he is for the team. But yeah, it was a great effort from the whole team. Even the guy who came into the end of the game, they did a really good job. They fight. So yeah, proud of the team.
We've talked about the midfield and how important it has been to have your presence with a lot of younger guys around you. Now Adrian has slotted into that for his first two starts. You know, how do you see your role in helping those guys be the best version of themselves?
I just try to talk a lot into the locker room, into the field, to give them as much confidence they can have, and tell them no matter what happened, I'm be there for them, and to always think about the next play, to be themselves, because at the end of the day, it's football, and they have to play with confidence, and we know if if Tata make them play, and if they are part of the roster, it means they have quality, so they are really, really important for us, for the team, and I'm happy for Adrian, for Cooper, for Jay, Will. And those guys are also a bless for me to work with them, because they always want to learn. They always we push each other at training. So I'm happy having them by my side.
It's almost like he was listening to our last segment before he went in to talk to Jason.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
I mean, everything we're talking about Alexi,
mm-hmm.
and you know, to be around Alexi and knowing that intelligence is going to be there and to anticipate something that is going to be there to help you create. You know how smart Alexi is. And that was the thing that stuck with me out of the blocks. Mentioning how smart Alexi Mudanchuk is, and then he goes into the wanting to hit it first touch on the goal, but then he moves it to his left, and so he moves it and shoots it, and so. I thought that was really interesting with what Tristan was saying, but then also, once again, being the veteran player that he is, having the discussions with Adrian and Cooper and Will, and as you know, being there for them and reminding them to be themselves, and reminding them to play with confidence. So he, at the same time, he is that mentor on the field to those in his position group, but ready to jump into the play. Knowing that you got to have your head on a swivel, because you never know when Alexi's going to pull something out of a hat, which for him would be normal behavior. But you got to be ready for Alexi, and you appreciate how smart he is. And so I would like to thank Tristan Mouyamba from the bottom of my heart for listening to our last segment.
Couple of things I want to touch on in regards to Mouyamba, and then I want to speak about some other stuff in our next segment in regards to some players and whatnot. But It's been a real roller coaster for Tristan Moyamba over the past four seasons. There are times where, like this run that he's on right now, where you're like, man, this guy's one of the 30 best midfielders in the entire league, and you got to have him on the field and this and that. There's also been, to be fair, stretches where you're like, you can't keep running this guy out there, right? It's been a real roller coaster over the years, but to me, at some point about midway through last season, something started to click for him. And not to say that everything's been positive, positive, great, great, great. Some runs of performances have been better than others, but really since at some point midway through last season, it looks like he's kind of figured out what's going to work here in Atlanta. And you and I talked about it a little bit at the Five Stripes Countdown. Mm-hmm. Just when he can get up the field, involved in the attack, you want him to be a more aggressive, looking to score midfielder. He's not a six. You don't want him being your defensive holding midfielder. And I think we've seen that, in this run, when he gets up the field, he's got that eye for goal that not every guy on the pitch happens to have. And they've got to continually find ways to keep him involved in the attack, because we've seen now how dangerous he can be, and he's paired with a couple of different people to make those performances.
And when you have the confidence of your head coach in Tata Martino, who knows, okay, Tristan goes forward, I know that I can surround him with Adrian or Cooper or Will or whomever is there who will be the six as Tristan advances, that you have the faith in Tristan going forward in the yin, and your six who's going to stay at home as the yang. And so that with that two that you have as your two sixes, literally, you know, in the formation, Tristan's your offensive six, you have the defensive six, it works. And you've got that help defensively, and Tristan can engage in the play, and you're seeing the results.
When we come back here on the Full-Time Report, I want to talk about a couple of players. I'll tell you who they are right now, John, so you have time through the break to prepare. I want to recap Adrian Gill's second outing for Atlanta United. We need to talk more about the job Thomas Jacob did both offensively and defensively. And then we did get the debut of Paulo Diaz. We didn't see a ton from him, but I'll let you share some thoughts on him and maybe what we can see moving forward there as well. So that's what's coming up next. So definitely reason to stick around. The Full-Time Report comes back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in the Full-Time Report. Atlanta United 2-1 victors today over
Good
Minnesota
pull.
United. 2-1 victor Saturday night over the New York Red Bulls. And Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. But the way the defense is trending, maybe we get a couple more added to that. The previous five matches, they had given up two goals in a draw, four goals to New England in a loss, three goals in Philadelphia in a loss. Now back-to-back matches with just one goal conceded in each of those matches. So maybe a clean sheet, a goose egg, coming potentially as early as Sunday night against Sporting Kansas City. We'll talk about KC in our final segment in a couple of moments here, John. It's Abe Gordon, John Nelson of Soccer Down here, but I wanted to give some thoughts to a couple of other performances. We've talked kind of in depth about Moyamba and Lucas Hoyos more specifically. Adrian Gill, who had an outstanding debut on Saturday night as he made his first appearance for Atlanta United. The good news tonight is I don't know if we're necessarily raving as much as we were, but you also didn't notice him. And I think to some extent, like a relief pitcher, like an offensive line,
that
probably settling in when we're not bringing up the fact that, you know, negative stuff. And so what did you see from Adrian Gill today in his second performance for Atlanta United?
I think you're spot on. I look at it as the offensive lineman. You're talking about offensive linemen when they get the holding call. We didn't have that with Adrian Gill. We didn't have the holding call. We didn't have anything like that. We had, we had the yellow in the 85th.
That was a nonsense shirt pull.
We had the yellow, and then he got subbed out after 85 minutes. But, yeah, I'm not going to let Joshua Encarnacion and his scattershot way of doing things distract from the discussion. Second time out of the blocks. So Adrian Gill plays 84 minutes this time, 33 of 44 passing, 75%, in a situation where you're trying to chase after a game-winning goal. Four defensive contributions, 53 touches, so 75% passing on 53 touches. Four passes into the final third, had a successful dribble, two accurate long balls, defensive contributions, four picks, three recoveries, 3 of 5 on his duels, and he was fouled twice. And the one foul that he commits, he gets the yellow card for whatever reason. But, yeah.
Yeah, again, it's when you look at the midfield group, mm-hmm. you're not going to run at Tristan Mojmba. We've seen what he can do, especially if he turns you over, you're in real trouble. Cooper Sanchez has been outstanding. And so if you're going to ask for, and I'm talking about from the Minnesota United perspective, I'm not calling Adrian Gill a weak link. But if you're going to be the Minnesota United perspective, you say, who do we attack? It's probably going to be Adrian Gill.
It'd be the new guy.
And if they tried that at all, you didn't notice. And I think that's an important distinction there. I also think that defensively, we've talked about the goal, Thomas Jakob in the 37th minute. I thought defensively he was outstanding. I thought there were a couple of last gasp, last ditch stretches, a couple of essentially breaking it up before a shot was even attempted, mm-hmm. sort of moments from Thomas Jakob. But I don't think he was alone in that. But I just wanted to mention, I thought he was, again, his name's in the stat sheet in the scorebook because of the 37th minute goal that gave Atlanta United the 1-0 lead. But I thought he was equally as significant defensively, and we've seen that from him time to time here as he was the right back tonight.
And I'm going to go through the numbers for the starters on the back as a part of our Tomas Jakob discussion when it comes to the defense. Tomas Jakob tonight, 29 of 37 passing, 78%, had the one shot on target, obviously. 6 defensive contributions, 5 passes into the final third, a successful dribble, a cross, 1 long ball on the night. We mentioned the 6 contributions, 1 tackle, 4 clears, 2 of them headed, 1 pick, 5 recoveries, a dribble pass, 6 for 10 on his duels, and he was fouled once. That's a part of the larger discussion. Steon Gregerson got the start tonight. I'm going to go just to Steon's defensive numbers. He had the most defensive contributions, by the way, with 14 on the night. So Steon Gregerson had 14 contributions defensively, had a 7-point.
I think he had a double contribution early in this game. I mentioned you were like, well, he's taking some bumps early.
Yeah. And so 14 defensive contributions from Steon Gregerson, punched a 7.8 on FotMob. Completing the most passes was Junior Alonso at 51. He goes 51 of 60 at 85%. And he had on 74 touches, 8 defensive contributions, a tackle, 5 clears, 2 picks, 7 recoveries, and he won 3 of 4 duels in the air on the night. Then you go to Elias Baez over on the left-hand side, and his numbers, Elias Baez plays the full 90 minutes, 23 of 33 passing at 73%, 2 chances created, 1 shot off target, 7 defensive contributions for him. So you're talking in the neighborhood of, 35 defensive contributions on the night for your starting 4 at the back, and that comes up big and helps you out in that final scoreline.
Again, just the 1 goal conceded, and it does feel like maybe a clean sheet. If things continue on the path, maybe you get one on Sunday night. We talked about Adrian Gill, debut on Saturday, debut tonight for Paulo Diaz, although very, very limited action. Just did you see anything from him in the minutes? And I know the task was a little bit different because of the score set and how many defenders you would put on the field, but did you see anything from him?
Get this, and this is from the numbers once again on the board. So he's in for a total of 6 minutes plus stoppage, so technically 10. 4 defensive contributions in 6 minutes played, 5 touches in the attack, had 1 pass into the final third, 4 defensive, and this is in 6 minutes of work defensively. 4 defensive contributions, a tackle, 3 clears, all of them headed, and a recovery, and he even wins a ground duel. So you get that from Paulo Diaz in 6 minutes of work in his debut when you're trying to preserve full points.
Yeah, just active back there, and we'll see if that continues on Sunday night. And that's what we're going to discuss in our final segment here on the Full-Time Report. It is a Sunday night soccer matchup with Sporting Kansas City as Atlanta United's playing essentially its best soccer of the season right now. We'll see if that can continue. We'll talk about the upcoming matchup next. It's Abe Gordon, John Nelson of Soccer Down here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, I'll tell you who brought the thunder. It's Thomas Jakob in the 37th minute, Tristan Mojmba in the 78th. Both goals for Atlanta United absolutely blasted into the back of the net. It's a 2-1 victory for Atlanta. 3 points coming back home from Allianz Field. It's got John Nelson dancing.
No, the sitar has me dancing.
On a Wednesday evening.
Heavy-duty sitar. You can never go wrong.
Atlanta United back-to-back victories for just the second time this season. They also did so April 25th and May 2nd. Took care of Canada, if you know what I'm talking about. Toronto and Montreal in the back-to-back performances there. But then they fell to the LA Galaxy, and actually that was their last win up until the game against Red Bulls and, of course, tonight against Minnesota. And I think the question now is, all right, two wins in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Things have looked good. Defense, it feels, has gotten better. The attack is finding ways to score some goals. How do you continue it? And you have a great opportunity. And look, part of the schedule is just that's something you'll take advantage of. And you beat a team in Red Bulls that were in the playoff discussion.
Yep.
You beat a team tonight in Minnesota on the road, mind you. And we talked about their home issues. That's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
On the road, we'll take 3 points. But they have been in the playoff discussion. They were ninth in the Western Conference coming into today. Now you're playing a team on Sunday Night Soccer that is dead last in the Western Conference in Sporting Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
It is an opportunity for your first run of three straight matches with a win. It is an opportunity to continue to collect points, if you will, and also to do so for the second time in a row in front of the home fans. And so there's just a lot of positive things you can take, again, not just from tonight, but going back in that performance against the Red Bulls as well. It just feels like things are finally headed in the right direction for Atlanta United this season.
Yeah, Calvin Harris scores in the 56th tonight. 1-1 draw Sporting Kansas City in the, I think it's the I-70 Derby. I think that's the interstate that connects the two cities, St. Louis and Kansas City. And so Sporting still at the bottom of the West. With them, they will get players back because they finished their previous match with nine. They will get Ajibang and back in the center midfield and Moises Mosqueda back on the back line. So they will return as a part of what Rafa Vicky wants them to do. Over the last month or so, their defense has improved. Early on in the year, they were just not good. They were getting smashed. And I mean, a lot of goals were being put on them, and just the numbers were staggering at points. But they seem to have calmed that down, and they had a transaction happen earlier in the week, mutually terminating the contract to one of their DPs in Manu Garcia, but they bring in Andre Luis in a club record deal from Olympiacos, and I think it was eight figures to the left of the decimal place. So David Lee, their sporting director, had said at the beginning of the year that I want to bring in 12 to 14 new guys. There was a concern at the beginning of the season if they were actually going to have enough first-team folks to be on a roster. That's where they were at the beginning of this year, and they're starting to kind of find their way a little bit under Rafa Vicky, but there are a lot of things that they still have to work on, and it's an opportunity for Atlanta United to continue to smash that door open and go up against a team that really is still trying to find their way. And when you're trying to find your way offensively and your defense has been a sieve for a lot of the season, that's just not good. I mean, finishing tonight, you've given up 49 goals in your first 20 matches. Basically, if my math is right, that's a goals against of just under 2.5. So 20 into 50 is 2. So 2.45 is your goals against. That's not good in Major League Soccer. You've only scored 19 goals in 20 matches. So goals against, 2.45. Goals scored, just under, so what's that, 0.95. I mean, you're having me do math late on a Wednesday night. I hope you're.
I'm not having you do anything. You're choosing to do this.
And this is what happens when
you
grow up on the back of looking at baseball cards and look at ERA. So goals scored 0.95, goals against 2.45 or what, 2.95 or whatever, but 2.4.5. But it's just not been good. They're 2-8 on the road this year, and they've been giving up a lot of goals. And it's an opportunity for you once again to continue the momentum and the build, as you said. And you get to do it in front of your home fans. It's another one of the games you look on the schedule and you go, we should be able to take care of business here.
And the other aspect of this is these back-to-back wins don't feel like flukes. They don't feel like accidents. And again, you're not now all of a sudden the best team in the Eastern Conference, but rarely did I actually feel, even though sometimes the performances look that way, that you were the worst team in the Eastern Conference either. So maybe it's starting to average out a little bit, but it felt like 2-1 Saturday night. It felt like 2-1 tonight was a valid result, mm-hmm. an earned result for Atlanta United. And then, again, as we mentioned, an opportunity to continue the upward trend on Sunday. And you could join us again 6 o'clock on Sunday, August 23rd, for our next broadcast as Atlanta United is going to take on Sporting Kansas City. That's going to do it for the full-time report tonight. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer in studio.
The head of the music department here, as always. Thank you, Dom.
For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United. Safe travels back, as always. Mm-hmm. And, of course, to John Nelson of Soccer Down Here.
Thank you, John.
I'm Abe Gordon. Once again, the final today. Atlanta United 2, Minnesota United 1 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Much plaisir.
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.